Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri. I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into the weathermanpod.com on this Tuesday, the 16th day of the month of July, and the heat is really starting to crank up across the Northeast Corridor. Expected high temperatures right around 100 degrees in Philly, D.C., New York City. How about the Boston area? Probably only up to about 95, 96, but there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms moving in from the west. We saw them yesterday. They seem to pop up during the later afternoon and early evening hours because of all the heat and the very unstable air, a little upper-level trough swinging on through, too. So in D.C. for the daytime today, most of the time it will be rain-free. However, you have that possibility of an isolated thunderstorm late day and evening on Tuesday, as those afternoon temperatures will be in the hundreds. And the thing to do during the this type of situation is to seek shade, air conditioning, take it slow and easy. Do not exert yourself during the afternoon hours in this type of weather pattern. Always wear light-fitting clothing of loose shaping and loose, of course, wear, and also of light material, light-colored, light material, loose-fitting, and we'll get through this heat. And do not exert yourself. Drink plenty of water, and that will keep yourself hydrated in these very hot conditions in the Northeast. And it looks like showers and thunderstorms will be all across that Mid-Atlantic, all the way down into Florida. The Four Corners region still under showers and thunderstorms. Saw some tremendous thunderstorms move through southern Wisconsin at Milwaukee and also in northern sections of Illinois, Indiana, and northern Ohio. Now, those heavy thunderstorms, once again, will most likely reform during the latter portion of the day today and tonight. So, again, later afternoon or early evening hours, that's your best chance of locally severe thunderstorms. Besides that, the morning hours, the most tranquil, the most comfortable. It's the afternoon where your temperatures will be excessively hot. And here's a take a look around the nation as far as aviation is concerned. If you're flying today with an airline, the airline's, of course, a major hub into the Atlanta area. There could be some delays there because of showers and thunderstorms. Similar situation in Charlotte. Down in South Florida, it's widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon and early morning hours. But I think, for the most part, no major situations there. Houston, not too bad. Dallas-Fort Worth, just hot and dry. It looks like Four Corners area, that's Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, that area will still be under what they call the monsoons, and those showers and thunderstorms will most likely continue for the next couple of days. West Coast continues to be dry from San Diego all the way up through San Francisco, northward up to Portland and Seattle, and those places, the weather situation, no problem flying into there. Chicago may have a little break, but there are lots of thunderstorms that will be forming during the latter portion of the day and the evening. And again, in the New York area, Philly, D.C., there will be isolated thunderstorms today. Most problems will be tomorrow. So if you're flying tomorrow on airlines across the nation, there will be extensive delays most likely in the latter portion of the day and the evening hours as the weather fronts move down out of the Northwest. We'll have more to say on that on Wednesday morning's report. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri. Keep cool and make sure you're safe in this heat that we'll have during the daytime today. And we'll talk to you first thing on Wednesday. Take care.